program on this Saturday morning. A reminder to you one more time, NDSU football coming up later today on KFGO. Scott Miller, Phil Hansen, Jeremy Jorgensen, and a cast of thousands back here in Fargo bringing you the North Dakota State football game at Carbondale, Illinois. Southern Illinois is where the Bison are playing today.
And you're still on the record that the Bison are going to lose this game?
Still on the record. I'm picking them to lose.
They will lose. Will they win again? I mean, this isn't just a one-week thing.
I blogged earlier this week about Bison fans are getting a little ridiculous. I mean, that's people were booing. I heard boos at the Northern Iowa game. I was in the press box doing my live blogging, exhausted after that, and people were booing.
Old blogging, not jogging.
Jogging?
Live jogging?
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that one. Yeah, live sitting on my butt. People, the Bison were kind of struggling against Northern Iowa and they fell behind by 13 points and people were, boo. I mean, really?
Gosh.
And then I jump in my truck to drive home with Emma and Michelle and I turn on Ryan Gellner's Bison Rewind show and like the first five callers are griping that NDSU didn't win by enough or they didn't play well or, well, what's wrong with this football team? And I'm going, they won. It was a thrilling game. It was an unbelievably entertaining football game with two really good football teams. Northern Iowa's not a bunch of schlumps. I mean, it's not you and I and Tom Wynn out there playing against the Bison. I mean,
and again, as I'm not a sports journalist at all, and I don't even pretend to be. I'm an NDSU alum. Started going to games back in the 80s with Tom Shockman and everybody playing. But that's 30 years ago, Tom. That's 30 years ago, Tom.
But he talks about it like it was yesterday.
I know. You said that, not me.
I know.
But those guys that are booing the Bison or gals and that are calling into Ryan Gellner's show, I know they weren't at the Fargo Dome 10 years ago because I was there and there wasn't many other people there. It was pretty empty. It was pretty empty at the Fargo. You couldn't hear boos because there was nobody there. You could hear plays called in from the sidelines.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember distinctly, and I've brought this story up a lot, but Augustana game at the Fargo Dome, you could hear Bob Babich yelling at his players. You could hear Casey Bradley yelling at his defense to step. I mean, you could hear from the press box, from the top row of the dome, you could hear him talking on the sidelines.
I don't have any hair and I'm pulling it out. Those people are the same people that are yelling and screaming about the pheasant numbers. Because what they saw on the foot, they weren't at the Bison games 10 years ago. And these guys thought that pheasants were going to be coming out their ears all across North, that you were going to be going to Pembina and shooting pheasants. And that was not reality. And that's the thing that we're trying to get across to hunters is the fact that, I mean, it was the boom years. And you've blogged about it and talked about it, about the loss of CRP and the loss of habitat and the expectations for pheasant numbers. This is when hunters need to say, okay, we've got really strong duck numbers, really strong goose numbers, and instead of getting frustrated with the pheasant numbers in Chaffee and Wheatland, but you need to just realize that that's just not it was never real.
No, it was never real.
Nope.
And I was down in this was South Dakota a few years ago, and South Dakota's a little bit different than North Dakota, but I went on a pheasant hunt with some guys who invited me down there, and when I got done, they said, "Well, what'd you think?" And I said, well, I mean, no offense to you guys. It was great. I had a blast. It was fun to watch the dogs. It was fun to watch 1,000 pheasants jump out of the end of a cornfield. But
right.
I said, this isn't real. This isn't, I mean, it's not hunting. As I know hunting, it's not walking a WPA and hoping to jump two roosters when you get to the end of the slough down there. It was like a video game.
Yep.
And I think, you know, you have to be realistic. And I think that you have to say, What am I in this for? Am I in this to take one step out of my pickup truck and watch 37 roosters jump so I can bang, 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 and shoot five shells? Or are you there so you can spend a day with a thermos of coffee, a couple of peanut butter sandwiches, hanging out with your nephew driving around the back roads of North Dakota? I like the second one a lot more than I like the first one. That's not to say that I don't like to shoot pheasants or I don't like to catch walleyes or I don't like to shoot ducks, whatever the case might be. Love to do those things. But that, to me, put me up on my pedestal, that's not the end game in the whole thing.
Right, right. And my message is for these people that grew up with CRP that have grown up and had 10 years of pheasant booms and have great numbers of plots. We still have 750,000 plots acres. We still have more than a million acres of CRP. We had absolutely zero of both of those in 1983 when Tom Shockman was playing football for the NDSU Bison. When I was hunting in Lemoore in 1983, before plots, before CRP, we would go out and we would shoot one rooster pheasant and we would have mom take a picture of us. We still went. The message is you still go instead of just sitting there going, well, gosh, the pheasants just aren't like they were 5 years ago. No kidding. We know that. We understand that. But you can't just say, well, I'm not going pheasant hunting at all. Go out there. If you want to get in on some great hunts, then you're talking Canada geese. If you want to have some fun, take your neighbor and your nephew and your nephew's neighbor and whoever else with you and go for a walk across the prairie and enjoy. Then you can hear a couple of rooster pheasants crowing out across the field. And you might get a chance at shooting one of those, but still go, folks.
One more thing, and we'll move on to the bull elk possibly shot down by Lisbon. If you want the good old days to return, and there's no guarantee they ever will, but if you want 3 million acres of CRP, if you want 2 million acres of plot, if you want those things, then pick up the phone and call your congressman, call your state legislator, call, make your voice known. Instead of sitting around griping, instead of sitting around be you know what in all the time, then do something.
Calling
about
in to
it.
Ryan Gellner. Call in to Ryan Gellner and complain about
Ryan
it.
Call in to Ryan Gellner and complain that things aren't as good. You know, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, a minute and a half left.
Okay.
Bull elk legally shot south of Lisbon, North Dakota. True or false?
It is true, and it's not unprecedented. We have elk zones in the typical areas of the Badlands and in the north central northeastern region of the Pembina Gorge, but the rest of the state is also an elk zone. So if you draw a tag in the Badlands region or in the Pembina area, you can, if you find a legal elk in the rest of the state, you can shoot that. It doesn't happen all that frequently. We had one last year shot near Edgley a few years before. We actually had a legal bull elk taken near Grandin in Cass County.
Oh.
And earlier this week, there was a bull elk that was legally shot south of Lisbon. So again, to maybe squash any rumors or any myths that something was poached or something was done illegally, Game and Fish was fully aware of it. I've talked to the game wardens, and again, maybe it's just a matter of people stopping and understanding that just because it's rare or uncommon for a bull elk to be found around these parts doesn't mean that just because one shot that it had to be illegal and that it had to be poached, Mike.
Bunch of bar stool game wardens out there. Bunch of bar stool biologists. They
call,
know
Ryan
everything.
Call Ryan Gellner.
Call Ryan Gellner. Call Ryan Gellner, 237-5948, and gripe about a bull elk being shot south of Lisbon and rip the bison apart for not winning every game by 40 points. Thank you, Doug Lear.
Have a good weekend, Mike. Thanks,
Doug
man.
Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and one of the friends, wait, the only friend, on Tom Winn and Friends, on weekday mornings on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort Mitchell's Guide Service, Warrior Boats. He's next on Mike McFeely's Outdoors. He can't even bait a hook.